Good evening from Damon Hall at Loyola University in Chicago. I'm Zombie Robert McNeil, and this is Blind Spot Electo-Ween. I welcome you to the fourth of the 2004 presidential debates between President Count Dracula, the Republican nominee, and Senator Frankenstein, the Democratic nominee. The debates are sponsored by Blind Spot, a weekly experimental radio program. Each week we create a unique radio program that explores the possibilities of radio. To learn more about the collaboration of artists, musicians, writers, performers, and art professionals that work on the program, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. For the debate tonight, I have selected the questions to be asked and the order. No one has seen the final list of questions but me, certainly not the candidates. I will ask a question to a specific candidate. He'll have 2 minutes to answer. The other candidate will have a minute and a half for rebuttal. And I have the option of extending discussion for 1 minute to be divided equally between the two men. All subjects are open for discussion. And you probably know the light system by now. Green light at 30 seconds, yellow at 15, red at 5, and flashing red means you're done. Those are the candidates' rules. I will hold the candidates to the time limits forcefully, but politely, I hope. And now, live on WLUW 88.7, independent community radio, please join me in welcoming with great respect President Dracula and Senator Frankenstein.
Yes.
Gentlemen, to the business at hand. The first question is for Senator Frankenstein. After talking with several coworkers and family and friends, I asked the ones who said they were not voting for you why. They said that you were too wishy-washy. Do you have a reply for them?
Yes, I certainly do. First, if you will let me, I would like to thank you for moderating Zombie McNeil. I want to thank Loyola University for hosting us this evening. Mr. President, it's good to be with you tonight. The president didn't find weapon of mass destruction in Iraq, so he turned his campaign into a weapon, mass deception. The result is that you've been bombarded by advertisements suggesting I've changed position on this, that, the other. Now the three things they say I've changed position on: Patriot Act, haven't. Frankenstein support it. Frankenstein do not like way John Ashcroft has applied it. We're going to change a few things. The chairman of Republican Party thinks we ought to change a few things. No Child Left Behind Act, Frankenstein vote for it. Frankenstein support it. Frankenstein support goals. But president, underfunded by $28 billion. Right here in Chicago. You've laid off 350 teachers. You have 150, excuse me, I think it's a little more. It's like 100 million shy of what ought to be under No Child Left Behind Act, and you keep education system here. So I complain about that. They argue that we should fully fund it. The president says I've changed my mind. I haven't changed mind. I'm going fully funded. So these are differences. Now, the president presided over an economy that's lost 1.6 million jobs. First president, 72 years to lose jobs. I have plan. Plan to put people back to work. Frankenstein not wishy-washy. I'm going to close loopholes that actually encourage companies to go overseas. The president wants to keep them open. Frankenstein right, Dracula wrong. I'm going to give you a tax cut. The president gave the top 1% of income earners in America got $89 billion. More than 80% of people who earn $100,000 or less put all together. I think that's wrong. It's not wishy-washy. And I'm fighting for you.
Mr. President, Dracula.
Yes.
A minute and a half.
Charlie, thank you, and thank our panelists. And Senator Frankenstein, thank you. I can, and thanks. Thanks, Loyola, you as well. I can see why people at your workplace think he changes position a lot, because he does. He said he voted for the $87 billion and voted against it right before he voted for it. And that sends a confusing signal to people. He said he thought Saddam Hussein was a grave threat, and now he said it's a mistake to remove Saddam Hussein from power. No, I can see why people think he changes position quite often, because he does. You know, for a while, he was a strong supporter of getting rid of Saddam Hussein. He saw the wisdom until the Democratic primary came along and Howard Dean, the anti-war candidate, began to gain on him and he changed positions. I don't see how you can lead this country in a time of war, in a time of uncertainty, if you can change your mind because of politics. He just brought up the tax cut. You remember we increased that child credit by $1,000, reduced the marriage penalty, created a 10% tax bracket for the lower income Americans. That's right at the middle class. He voted against it, and yet he tells you he's for a middle class tax cut. You've got to be consistent when you're the president. There's a lot of pressure, and you've got to be firm and consistent. It's hard work.
Mr. President Dracula, I would follow up, but we have a series of questions on Iraq, and so I will turn. I'll turn now to the next question.
Yes.
Mr. President Dracula, yesterday in a statement, you admitted that Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction, but justified the invasion by saying, and I quote, "He retained the knowledge, the materials, the means, and the intent to produce weapons of mass destruction, and could have passed this knowledge to our terrorist enemies." Do you sincerely believe this to be a reasonable justification for invasion when the statement applies to so many other countries, including North Korea?
Each situation is different. And obviously, we hope that diplomacy works before you ever use force. The hardest decision a president makes is ever to use force. But after 9/11, we had to look at the world differently. After 9/11, we had to recognize that when we say a threat, we must take it seriously before it comes to hurt us. In the old days, we'd see a threat, and we could deal with it, if we felt like it or not. But 9/11 changed it all. I vowed to our countrymen that I would do everything I could to protect the American people. That's why we're bringing Al-Qaeda to justice. 75% of them have been brought to justice. That's why I said to Afghanistan, if you harbor a terrorist, you're just as guilty as the terrorist. And the Taliban is no longer in power. And Al-Qaeda no longer has a place to plan. And I saw a unique threat in Saddam Hussein, as did my opponent, because he thought he had weapons of mass destruction. And the unique threat was that he could give weapons of mass destruction to an organization like Al-Qaeda. And the harm they inflicted on us with airplanes would be multiplied greatly by weapons of mass destruction. And that was serious. A serious threat. So I tried diplomacy. I went to the United Nations, but as we learned in the same report, I quoted, Saddam Hussein was gaming the oil for food program to get rid of sanctions. He was trying to get rid of sanctions for a reason. He wanted to restart his weapons program. He all thought there were weapons there. My opponent thought there were weapons there. That's why we called him a grave threat. I wasn't happy. When we found out there weren't weapons, I was not happy. And we've got an intelligence group together to figure out why. But Saddam Hussein was a unique threat. And the world is better off without him in power. And my opponent's plans lead me to conclude that Saddam Hussein would still be in power and the world would still be more dangerous. Thank you, sir.
Senator Frankenstein, a minute and a half for a rebuttal.
Zombie McNeil, I'm going to answer your question. I'm also going to talk and respond to what you asked at the same time. The world is more dangerous today. The world is more dangerous today because the president, didn't make the right judgments. President wishes that I change my mind. He believes that's because he can't come here and tell you, he's created new jobs for America. He's lost jobs. Yeah, he can't come here and tell you that he's creates health care for Americans because 5 million Americans lost health care. 96,000 of them right here, Illinois. He can't come here and tell you he's left no child behind. Didn't fund no child left behind. So what does he do? The president, he attacked me, Frankenstein. He wants you to believe that I can't be president. He wants to try to make you believe. He wants you to think I changed my mind. Frankenstein, no change mind. Let me tell you, straight up, I've never changed my mind about Iraq. I do believe Hussein was a threat. I've always believed he was a threat. I believed it in 1998 when Clinton was president. I've wanted to give Clinton the power to use force if necessary. I wished we would have used that force wisely. Yeah. I would have used it wisely. Not rushed to war without plan, win peace. I would have brought our allies to our side. I would have fought to make certain our troops would have had everything possible to help them win. Win mission. This president rushed war. Pushed allies aside. Iran, now more dangerous. North Korea, more dangerous. Nuclear weapons. He took the eye off ball. Off Osama bin Laden. Frankenstein, not take eye off ball. Yeah.
Mr. President, yes. Dracula, I do want to follow up on this one because there were several questions. there are several questions along these lines.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You remember the last debate? My opponent said that America must pass the global test before we use force to protect ourselves. That is the kind of mindset that says sanctions were working. That's the kind of mindset that said, let's keep it at the United Nations and hope things go well. Saddam Hussein was a threat because he could have given weapons of mass destruction to terrorist enemies. Sanctions were not working. The United Nations was not effective at removing Saddam Hussein.
Senator Frankenstein?
Ah! Goal sanctions not to remove Hussein was to remove weapons of mass destruction. President just yesterday in the Dauphin Report told you the whole world that they worked. He didn't have any weapons, mass destruction. President, that was objective. And if we used smart diplomacy, we could have saved $200 billion and an invasion of Iraq. And right now, bin Laden might be in jail or dead. Ah, that's the war on terror.